The Jesus Storybook Bible, Story 13, The Teeny Weeny True King. Samuel anoints David, from 1 Samuel 16. God's people had a new land. Now they wanted a king. "But God is your king," Samuel told them. "He is the one who looks after you best." "We want a real king," they said. "One we can see." God knew that a king might not be kind to his people or look after them as well as he would. But God's people didn't care. They wanted a king, and they wanted him now. So God gave them a king. He was called Saul, and he seemed like a good king at first. But he became proud and stopped listening to God. He didn't obey God or love God with his whole heart. "Saul can't help me with my plan," God said. "I need a king who loves me and will teach my people to love me. I need a true king." God had just the one in mind. "Go to Bethlehem," God told Samuel. "You'll find the new king there." Samuel's job was to listen to God and tell people what God said. So, Samuel went to the little town of Bethlehem. God told Samuel to go to Jesse's house. God was going to choose one of Jesse's sons to be the new king. Jesse had 7 strong sons. Now, in those days, if you were going to be the king, you didn't have to be the richest or the cleverest, although that was always nice. You had to look like a king, which meant you had to be the tallest and the strongest. So, you could carry the largest swords and the biggest armor and defeat everyone. And it didn't hurt to be handsome either. Samuel asked Jesse to bring him each son in turn. So Jesse brought the oldest, tallest, strongest son. "This must be the new king," Samuel thought. "He looks like a king." But God didn't choose him. "You're thinking about what he looks like on the outside," God told Samuel. "But I am looking at his heart, what he's like on the inside." So, Jesse showed Samuel his next oldest, tallest, strongest son. But God didn't choose him either. In fact, God didn't choose any of the 7 sons. Samuel said, "Is that all?" Jesse laughed. "Oh, well, there's the youngest one. But he's just the weakling of the family. He's only teeny..." "Bring him," Samuel said. Jesse's youngest son came running, and God spoke quietly to Samuel. "This is the one." His name was David. "He has a heart like mine," God said. "It is full of love. He will help me with my secret rescue plan. And one of his children's children's children will be the king. And that king will rule the world forever." Samuel anointed David's head with oil, which was a special way to show that you are God's chosen king. "You will be the new king one day," Samuel told him. And sure enough, when he grew up, David became king. God chose David to be king because God was getting his people ready for an even greater king who was coming. Once again, God would say, "Go to Bethlehem. You'll find the new king there." And there, one starry night in Bethlehem, in the town of David, 3 wise men would find him. All right. Today's story tells us the story of God choosing David. And I think this is a great story because it reminds us of several very important things. First, the Israelites wanted a king. The problem was God wanted to be their king. We need to remember that God is the king of our lives. When we try to make other things our king, it can sometimes take us away from God. Now, that can include if we make our job the king of our life, or if we make school the king of our life, or if we make money the king, or having fun the king. God wants to be the only king in our life. He wants to be at the middle, the one that we find to be the most important. When they chose a new king, he started to become more important. Now, at the beginning, Saul was a good king. He listened and he obeyed God. But later, things changed. Saul became very proud. Saul became very centered on himself, wanting himself to be great. And he stopped listening to God. And then there were big problems. And so eventually God said, I need to find a new king, someone who will listen and obey me. And so God chose David. And I think this is a beautiful story because it reminds us of what God finds to be important. God sent Samuel, his prophet, to Jesse. And he said, one of Jesse's sons will be the king. And so Samuel started looking at them and said, oh, look at this big, strong man. He will be a great warrior, a good king. But God said, no, I am not choosing him. And each one, Samuel looked at the outside. Did they look physically like a king? But God said, no, I am looking at the heart. And so he ended up choosing the youngest, the smallest. He didn't seem to be the perfect choice for a king. But God was looking at something different. God was looking at David's heart. And that is what God looks at in us. God doesn't look at what we look like on the outside or what other people think about us. God looks at our heart. God looks at the things that are on the inside. Do we have a heart that follows and loves God? Do we have a heart that chooses God first? And David did. David had a heart that trusted God, that loved God with everything that he was, a heart that put God first, a heart that would listen to God and obey. And that is what God finds most important. So, what about you? What is your heart like? Do you have a heart that loves God? Do you have a heart that listens to God and obeys God and does what God says? God isn't concerned with what we look like on the outside. God is most concerned and most interested with what we look like on the inside. That's what God finds important, and that's what we should find important as well. Let's pray. God, I pray that you would give us a heart that is like yours. Give us a heart that loves you, a heart that puts you first, and a heart that obeys you. Lord, we pray all of this in Jesus' name. Amen.